That was such a nightmare. I was waiting on something to come down on pallets. The guy was on lunch that could drive the forklift. And I'm just like, dude, I just got the phone call of a lifetime for a pizza shop owner. And I need to jet. And I need to jet with this stuff. So I knew he was going to be in town. Once he told me the score, I was just like, I'm going to be busy. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Don't waste it. You know, you can't be timid. You know, the worst that's going to happen is he ignores you or says no.
How's it going, Pizza Pal? My name is Idriff, and you're listening to the What's Good Dough podcast, where we talk about pizza, business, and life. On this part two episode, we continue on with Pat from Squared Up Pizza Tucson. If you missed part one, no worries. Here's a quick recap.
All those flavors meld together in such a Sonoran-type flair way. Malls are kind of dying. Malls are... The mall rat era hasn't really come back.
Continuing with part two, I think Pat must have had some really, really, really good karma, either at the start of his pizzeria or before that, maybe after he started his pizzeria, because it was a sinking ship, but he was able to pick it back up. And honestly, that's cool, because starting a restaurant isn't easy. We talked to Pat about the two essential people who have helped him in his business and really, 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 honestly, in my opinion, saved him. This is an amazing episode. Shout out to Uni, Pizza Evans, Cordo Olive Oil, and Our Town America for making this podcast happen. We'll learn more about them later. For now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good dough? Talk to me about that Portnoy experience, because I'm always a fan of hearing how him discovering your pizza affects the business.
Yeah, definitely. We were going through it, man. That first summer was real rough on us, and you know, I was trying to get my employees paid and keeping up with my purveyors and keeping everything stocked and everything good, and you know, getting behind on rent payments. And the mall was working with me on it, you know, and eventually it got to the point where it was like, hey, we need some money. And I'm like, yeah, me too. You know, I'd love to give you some payments. And it was the end of the year, and the Arizona Bowl got bought out by Barstool. So that's at our university stadium. It was between like Wyoming and Ohio. Like, you know, it's just a couple of smaller teams or whatever. So I knew he was going to be in town. So about 4 or 5 months leading up to it, I just start kind of gently messaging his social media, like, hey, when you're in Tucson, I heard about this place called Squared Up Pizza, New York, you know, New York style pizza. Like, you might want to slide through, you know what I mean? And then a couple other friends that were doing it too. And, he says that in the review too. He's like, you must have been talking to the owner. And he's like, he's one of us. You know what I mean? I got a buddy that bets with Barstool too. And he was telling his host to let him know to come down. And this is a good spot that this guy's really trying. And it was cool, man. The day that he was there, he called. We got a Boston caller ID number, you know what I mean? And that's him for sure. You know, tell him it's 25-minute wait, just to make sure everything's straight, whatever. So they're like, all right, cool. And they hung up, and then they called back. I'm like, all right, we like a, you know, cheese square, full one. And so I'm at Restaurant Depot at this point, getting something that we ran out of, and I should have sent another employee or whatever, you know, because I knew he was in town. We were anxious for 3 or 4 days. We were following all his social medias, just making sure that we knew where he was. Hopefully that he's going to come in, because Tucson's got a lot of different pizza shops, especially down in the university area. We're not in that area. So we were very lucky for him to be like, all right, one, it's in a mall. But, you know, we're getting a lot of people telling us to come here. So he showed up. And it was right as I got back from Restaurant Depot, his pizza was coming out. My team made it. That was such a nightmare. I was waiting on something to come down on pallets. The guy was on lunch that could drive the forklift. And I'm just like, dude, I just got the phone call of a lifetime for a pizza shop owner. And I need to jet. And I need to jet with this stuff. Can we make something happen? And it was just, if that could have been recorded, it would have been great. You know what I mean? and then I pull out onto the road, and there's a cop behind me the whole way. So I can't like duck and dive into between traffic and like maybe speed a little, you know what I mean, to get to my shop. I pull up to the shop and I sprint into the back, and I haven't sprinted in a while. You know what I mean? So I'm like breathing a little heavy, you know, and I just see him and I'm just like, oh man, he's here. And I walk up and I'm like, what's up, Prez? Like, thanks for coming through. I really hope you enjoy it. You know, we kind of chatted back and forth. It wasn't on camera. I wish it was too, because he was saying that in the review. And I should have invited him into the back of the shop. I felt like he was kind of rushed because he was in town to get this bowl game first ever done. And I can only imagine what goes into something like that, that he probably really didn't want to do any other pizza reviews because he had something that was that could not be messed up while he was here, you know, needed his attention or whatnot. But yeah, that pizza came out. It looked great. My team made it. He went and did that. I told him that I had the New York round for him as well. And he wanted to be doing, you know, Mexican food because that's what we're known for down here. We're the Tucson has the best Mexican food nationwide. Anybody, I'll argue that with anybody for sure. Sonoran Mexican food is the best. So if you ever get down this way, I'll take you on a nice little tour. And it's hard for me to eat Mexican food when I go travel other places, because I'm so spoiled down here with it. It really is. This is where it was created, you know, and then spins off to the other places. So he did the review of the square, and then he came back and looked at the New York, and he was like, yeah, I got to try this. So we passed the eye test with him, and that's when I knew. I was like, all right, here it is. Everything's out there, you know. It's happening. And once he told me the score, I was just like, I'm going to be busy. It's time to get busy. And
were you?
Yeah, we sold out for 3 weeks straight. And again, like, I've only got so much refrigeration space, you know what I mean? The most I could do is I do a 50-pound batches. The most I could do is a double. And if I did a double the next day, I would run out of refrigeration by the days that they're done fermenting, because I do a 72-hour ferment. So that was the juggle that I had to do. I was looking for another refrigerator. How can I make more room in the shop? What do I need to get rid of? What can I go light on in order to make more room for dough and be able to catch up with it and be pushing this all out? Sicilian's a little bit more labor intensive than just balling it up, turning it out, and throwing some sauce and cheese on it. There's a lot more that goes into the Sicilian ones, you know, and those are a little bit way more labor intensive, which is probably why a lot of people stay away from it and just prefer to do a round type pizza. But there isn't squares in Tucson, so that's what I signed up for. And thankfully, I've got the GOAT on my team that has been answering every single, probably some dumb questions to him, like complete common sense questions that he's like, I can't believe I even have to answer this. You know what I mean? But, you know, I ask as many questions as I can in order to gain all the knowledge possible. And I think that that's what anybody should do in this industry. You know, if you run into another owner or another even worker or manager, chat it up with them. See what they do. Share your information with them, because we all are going to bring each other up. There's plenty of mouths to feed. And if all of us are good, you know, that just means people eat pizza more than once a week.
Hey, pizza pal. Did you know a staggering 18% of Americans make a move each year? So even if your business is firing on all four cylinders, you could be waving goodbye to one in every five customers. Oh no. With Our Town America's new mover welcome program, you can seamlessly replace those customers who've relocated. Imagine this. There's a family settling around the corner, seeking out their next favorite restaurant. They're in the midst of creating new routines and, yes, on the hunt for their next bomb slice of pizza. Here's your chance to shine amidst the sea of quote-unquote restaurants near me. Now picture this, a tailored, warm, welcome gift arriving at their doorstep precisely when they need it most. And here's the secret sauce. By joining forces with Our Town America, you'll learn how to transform these fresh faces into devoted, long-term customers. So, are you ready to dive in? Connect with Susan at 480-678-1366 or send her an email at susan@ourtown.net. That's susan@ourtown.net or 480-678-1366. A lot of pizza makers are using the wrong type of olive oil for their dough. Let me explain. Using commodity olive oil can have a detriment to your pizza, and I'm talking about a huge one. Whether it's rancidity or a nasty smell, you don't want that on your masterpiece. Say goodbye to commodity oil and say hello to Cordo olive oil. Cordo olive oil is the ultimate choice for pizza makers like us. Why? Because they use quality olives, they harvest it at their peak, and they store it securely so that when you purchase the olive oil, it is fresh. They pick their olives at their peak, they harvest it, and they secure it in a safe way. That way, it's ready for you when you make your purchase. The choice is yours. Do you want an explosion of flavor, or do you want that nasty, bitter taste on top of your pizza or in your dough? Anytime you need some Cordo olive oil, use the link in the show notes or DM me, and I'll send you that link personally. I appreciate you for supporting me and my show sponsors. Are you looking to level up your pizza game? If so, I highly suggest that you check out Ooni, the unrivaled leader when it comes to pizza ovens. Ooni pizza ovens are a total game changer. With the ability to reach up to 900 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll have the power to be able to make the pizza of your dreams. What I love about Ooni is their portability and versatility. You can bring them anywhere, or you can keep them on your patio or in your backyard. And you can make a ton of different styles of pizza with it. They're so fun to use. And guess what? You can use them to start your pizza business too. So whether you're a passionate home pizza baker or a budding entrepreneur, you gotta get with Ooni. Use the affiliate link in the show notes. That way you can let my sponsors know that you heard about them through What's Good Dough. Thank you for supporting me and my sponsors. Let's talk about the labor intensive pan pizza. And also clarify real quick, was it 7'4" and 7'9"?
7'6" on the Sicilian and a
7'6".
Yeah, and a 7'9". Yeah, it's a big score for Sicilian. And a 7'9" on the round.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah. So I found these recipes in New York when I was traveling. And it was from another, pizza shop that I enjoyed while I was there. And, one thing led to another. I was able to get the recipes. I moved the gentleman out to run it with me, and kind of gain partnership as we go. And one thing led to another. It didn't work out. 7 weeks in, I'm left with a pizza shop and my name on it, only my name on it. And I had never made pizza before, So learning it, overnight, basically, that was a long text message to Tony. Like, hey, I really need to know what I'm doing here. And, he doesn't just give you the answer or nothing. You know what I mean? He's like, this is what I would do and let me know what happens. You know what I mean? And make you go through it. He's not just, here's the answer key. I'm just going to tell you. He has you go through it and, you kind of learn how you tweak it in your climate, down here in the dry, hot place is a lot different than doing it in San Francisco. It's more like doing it in Vegas. And, 8 months in, getting Portnoy over there, 7.6, 7.9, outstanding scores. We felt the round could have probably been an 8.1 since he ate, a good 15 bites of it. But we did since then tweak, because he said there's more tang in the other sauce of the place that he did in Phoenix. So I did a couple of things to kind of upgrade the sauce from that. I felt like it was kind of missing something too. And that's, again, I called Tony and asked him what he thought I should do, or what would this do if I did that, and was able to come up with something. Like, it's crazy how much I've been able to collaborate with him in order to provide a top-notch product to my city that really doesn't have anything like this. You know what I mean? There's some good pizza shops, but not doing it this way with the Sicilian style and the sauces and the ingredients and the water and everything else that's going into it. So I'm trying to really capitalize on that. I enjoy feeding people good food, not fake foods, or sugary doughs or sugary sauces or anything like that. We want it to be as natural as possible in today's age, obviously. Once I get a brick and mortar, more farm to table ingredients will probably be used. I'm really big on that,
How does one get Tony's number, and how does one create space to be in that person's life, knocking back day after day and be like, I, you know, this is the question that I have for you next. Can you please help me? Because personally, my doors are open on Instagram direct messages.
Right.
And I will continue to take and take and take as many questions that I get. But I also feel like on the other end, I am very shy when it comes to asking for help from specific people. And I try to like limit myself. I don't want to be a nuisance.
Right.
So how does someone who have that, who has that mindset, get over that?
Yeah, so I'm the nuisance, I guess. So I totally understand where you're coming from on that. It was shocking to me to be. So I got introduced to Tony over a Facebook message, with my buddy orchestrating it as like a 3-person message group, and you know I still have it in my phone. It's saved. I'm never going to get rid of it. It's something that I look back at and just kind of smile and go, I can't believe this. You know what I mean? But he said, hey, Tony, this is Patrick. He's opening up a place called Squared Up Pizza in Tucson, Arizona. You know, and he shared my website with him. And this guy went to high school with Tony and is a friend of mine. And I didn't even know who Tony was at that point. Because like I said, I was just really getting into this pizza game as an owner and like getting into the industry and figuring out who's the movers and shakers. And, you know, so I go to Google and I Google Tony Gimignani. And then I just look at it and I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, this is the dude right here. Just, it, the list just doesn't stop when you Google Tony Gimignani. And I was just like, man, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Don't waste it. You know, you can't be timid. You know, the worst that's going to happen is he ignores you or says no. And that is not the guy that Tony is. He is out there to spread this love and spread this information. Because there's no reason to keep it hidden. Like we're trying to get together to feed people good food. And here it is. If you want to use it, use it. And how much heart you're going to put into it. And so for me, it's been easy to ask him, I guess. He said, if you have any questions, ask me. And I took that to heart. And I've asked him probably close to 1,000 questions, I'm sure. Like there's been just so many. You know what I mean? And what do I do here? And I know I already asked you this, but I'm doing it again. And what do you think I'm doing wrong? And sending him a bunch of pictures and, you know, late night and then, you know, early mornings. And, you know, he's got a family and that's got to be the biggest, coolest support system for him to be able to be doing all this stuff that he's doing and, you know, and still make time for his family, take the trips and spend time with his family. He's at, you know, at home in order to do that. But he hustles hard during the day when he has to work and, in order to pass knowledge out to everyone, take care of his crew, check in on his crew, make sure everybody's happy. Like he's, I can only imagine what working for him is. Like, you know, it's gotta be so comfortable if you're doing your job. You know, you just, you know that you're backed by the number one guy in the industry and it's up to you to put his product out. Like I've talked to a lot of his employees and they love it. A lot of his employees love it. You know, everyone that I talked to, none of them had anything negative to say. So I just think that he has that energy that, you know, more people with secrets or ideas or knowledge or whatever should be doing as well. Because, you know, that's the biggest thing about a culture is passing down recipes from generation to generation to generation. And, you know, usually it's a family thing. So it's very tight niche. It's small, but you know, Tony's doing it on a national and world level, you know. I think that that's something, you know, there's something to say for that. And when you're introduced to someone like that, you can't hold back. You know, don't annoy him. You know, obviously try to make it, you know, as respectful as possible. I'm sure there's been some late night texts where I was kind of feeling a little buzz and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, of course he's not going to respond tonight. Like, he's probably already asleep or I'm, yeah, you know, bugging him. I'm sure I've bugged him a couple times, but he's never shown it, you know. He's always got an answer. He always replies. He's, you know, in Italy this last couple of days, and he replied to a couple of my questions because I was helping a buddy up in Colorado. They were having some problems with their dough, and I was traveling through. I took my son on a road trip, and so they asked me how I'm doing mine, and I showed them, and you know, that's how Tony's dialed me in on my dough. So I was able to dial him in and asking Tony, does that, you know, elevation matter? Is there, you know, things that should be done differently up here versus where I'm at and where you're at? And, you know, it's like a mini quick class, you know, the teacher's available. And if you have a question, he'll answer it. And then you can get back to work, you know, because we work all day, every day. It's always something, either it's in your head or you're in the shop or, you know, you're trying to come up with the next idea, trying to figure out your marketing, trying to, you know, all these steps that you got to take as an owner. So the fact that he handles all his own personal stuff and helps out so many people, I don't know if there's anyone that probably calls him more than me. He did mention that at the expo this last year. I was sitting in the crowd and, you know, he gives his phone number out at the expo and says, call me if you have any questions. And, you know, and then he points at me and says, trust me, this guy calls me every day. He'll tell you, I answer, you know what I mean? And so that was cool to get a shout out from him, you know. And, I'm blessed to have a relationship with Tony G. It's something that I will definitely not take for granted. It's something I'll work to be a strong part of. Anytime he needs anything, I'm there. You know, if he, whatever it is, no questions asked, I'm there to do whatever.
That's amazing. I think just a quick tidbit. Whenever I seek out mentors, what helps me, and I have a number of them, and so shout out to all of those. I'm not going to list them all. But I think one thing that does help me feel like I'm not being a nuisance, not saying that you are, not saying that anyone that reaches out is a nuisance, it's just being, as you know, the poor choice of words that I had right then and there. But
no,
what does help me is that I, like you, try to say, this is what I've done to show that, like, I'm actually taking their advice. Because I think people like that. People like teaching and people like seeing the results of their teaching style. Right? They see that people are actually listening to their feedback and it's like, oh crap, I taught them that. Feels good. And like you said, sharing the knowledge. And so for anyone out there looking to get a mentor, I think that'll help you. Like, be shameless. Ask. People are very, very willing to give, but also follow through on the advice. Don't just ask a million questions and then like sit on your ass and not do anything about the answers that you received, because then you'd just be wasting someone's time.
Yeah, closed mouths don't eat. You know what I mean? You gotta get the questions out there to gain the right knowledge. And you know, having various people is awesome. If it was just Tony G, that's pretty awesome too, you know, and eventually you're going to be able to meet other people in the industry because of that. So that's what I've really been looking forward to, is like, I've met so many people in this last year, especially from the last Pizza Expo, that are in the industry that I'm now, you know, following on Facebook, and I can actually see their everyday life and what they're doing at their shops. And like my feed is nothing but pizza now because of how many people I'm following, you know? And so it's cool because it sparks things in your brain too. You know what I mean? And like, anytime they have questions, people are on there answering. And it's just such a great community. I'm really, really happy to be a part of it.
Well, there you have it. That was my conversation with Pat from Squared Up Pizza Tucson. Before we go, here's a quick preview of what's to come.
Looking back, if there is one thing that I know now and I could have changed, it would have been using the money that I had to get more money.
Make sure to subscribe so that you can check that next episode. And if you appreciated this episode or the podcast in general, help me out and share this with a friend. DM them the link, share it on Instagram, however you want to do it. I greatly appreciate it. Appreciate you. Love you. Till next time. Peace.